evening and into the first part of the overnight, with wet weather arriving late tonight into early tomorrow morning. May even hear a few rumbles of thunder. Temperatures tomorrow, 72 to 80 degrees as a cold front advances across the area. Could be looking at some stronger storms. I'm 7 News meteorologist Steve Rudin in the First Alert Weather Center.
Sunshine and 81 degrees.
This is WTOP News. Facts matter.
This hour of news is brought to you by Lido Pizza. Lido Pizza never cuts corners.
Good afternoon. I'm Mark Lewis. Coming up,
protesters tell us what happened as they were cleared from George Washington University's campus. I'm Luke Lukert.
What led police to clear that encampment when they did? At the Wilson Building, I'm John Doman.
Local Arab student groups reached an agreement with the district. I'm Neil Eugenstein.
Mixed on Wall Street, the Dow up 77, NASDAQ down 52, the S&P down 7. 1 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan.
You're going to get locked up tonight, better not.
D.C. police break up a pro-Palestinian encampment at George Washington University, making more than 30 arrests. Mayor Muriel Bowser.
MPD's response to First Amendment demonstration is apolitical. It is without regard to one side or the other, and it's focused on public safety.
The U.S. held up a weapons shipment to Israel as an escalation in Gaza looms that the Biden administration has warned against. CBS's Cammie McCormick says Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has spoken about it.
While Austin said U.S. support for Israel is ironclad, Palestinian civilians in Rafah must be considered.
We are currently reviewing some near-term security assistance shipments in the context of unfolding events in Rafah.
He said the U.S. has made clear to Israel what steps it would like to see. And in the meantime, the shipment of 502,000-pound bombs remains paused.
We've not made a final determination on how to proceed with that shipment.
A Georgia appeals court will consider the decision to allow District Attorney Fonnie Willis to continue prosecuting the election interference case against Donald Trump and others. Willis was criticized by the Trump team for having a romantic relationship with a prosecutor, legal analyst Jessica Levinson.
We can view this as a win for the Trump team. Not necessarily, let's remember, a legal win. The fact that they agreed to hear the case does not mean that they think Judge McAfee made a decision that amounts to reversible error. It means that they're taking the case and that now everything slows down yet again.
An attorney says 9 of 10 wrongful death lawsuits filed after the 2021 Astroworld Music Festival crowd surge in Texas have now been settled. One case involving the youngest victim, a 9-year-old, could go to trial. Forecasters say parts of Missouri, Kentucky, and Tennessee could face rough weather later today, including possible tornadoes. This woman lives in Portage, Michigan, which suffered damage after getting hit by two different twisters.
It was like 2 seconds, and it was done. I mean, I thought it was just a storm, and then the debris was all in the air like the Wizard of Oz.
With instances on the rise in some places, New York City Schools Chancellor David Banks tells Congress school officials around the country have to work to root out and stop anti-Semitism.
It is not only my job to produce good readers and writers. Our schools must also build good people. People who demonstrate respect and appreciation for our shared humanity.
And checking Wall Street, right now the Dow is up 63 points. The NASDAQ is down 62 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
103 on WTOP. It's Wednesday afternoon, the 8th of May. A warm one, 81 degrees, heading up near 90. Good afternoon. I'm Mark Lewis with the top local stories we're following this hour. Dozens of demonstrators are under arrest, as you heard on CBS News, after D.C. police cleared out an encampment of pro-Palestinian protesters at George Washington University early this morning. Our team coverage begins from the Foggy Bottom campus. And WTOP's Luke Lukert.
33 protesters were let off in handcuffs, most charged with unlawful entry and some with assault on an officer. You can hear the crowd chanting as they are put in D.C. police vans. One protester tells WTOP he saw officers come in riot gear.
I was there when they rolled in, stormed in from all corners, bikes and everything.
While some were arrested, numerous dispersed.
And then they kind of said over a loudspeaker, they're like, this is your first warning.
Meanwhile, some present on campus say it's about time the encampment was cleared.
If students were wearing KKK hoods and chanting that they needed to globalize lynching instead of chanting that they needed to globalize an intifada, you know, a campaign of suicide bombings and stabbings against Jewish students, then the response from the university administration and the NPD would have been very different.
In Foggy Bottom, Luke Luger, WTOP News.
Also this morning, city leaders gathered at the Wilson Building in the district to explain what led to the action at GW. WTOP's John Doman with that.
D.C. Police Chief Pamela Smith says the decision to clear the encampment was made on Monday following increasing volatility there, including assaults and building break-ins.
In addition, items that could potentially be used for offensive and defensive weapons were being gathered.
This clearing occurred just hours before the chief and D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser were being called to Capitol Hill to explain to House Republicans why it was allowed to continue. But both are insistent that the timing of that played no role here.
I want to be clear that our responses to demonstrations is always rooted in public safety.
However, that hearing is now off the schedule. At the Wilson Building, John Dome in WTOP News.
We are learning new information regarding a lawsuit concerning the Arab Student Union at Jackson Reed High School in Northwest. The group sued the district as well as the school's principal, claiming that its First Amendment rights were being suppressed. WTOP's Neil Augenstein says there's now a compromise on the table.
A motion filed in federal court by the ACLU says the Arab Student Union has reached an agreement with the school and it doesn't need a judge to take emergency action right now. The Arab Student Union will be allowed to show one of three films it suggested that reflect the Palestinian perspective in the conflict with Israel, and they can hand out a zine that explains a few aspects of Palestinian culture. But the ACLU says the suit will continue to make sure that all students can exercise their First Amendment rights in D.C. public schools. Neil Augenstein, WTOP News.
WTOP has asked D.C.'s Office of the Attorney General for comment on this story. Last month, a trespasser prompted a shelter-in-place at Kennedy High School. On the same day, Montgomery County Police held a news conference about an arrest of a threat of mass violence at Wooten High. Concerns about school safety have increased, and there is now a meeting planned on that this evening. Details from WTOP's Kate Ryan.
Ricky Ribeiro is the parent of a junior at Kennedy High School in Silver Spring, where a trespasser with a knife entered the school last month. School spokesperson Chris Cram wrote in an email to WTOP that all exterior doors are required to be locked and that it's, quote, unfortunate that a student may open a door to a stranger, saying, quote, they know better. Along with the physical safety of kids, Ribeiro hears about concerns of drug use on school grounds. And he says some parents tell him,
my kids are getting introduced to drugs at school.
Ribeiro, the vice president of the school's PTSA, has called for more action, not just from the school board, but county officials.
I'm under no illusion that this one conversation is going to change things, but I hope it's the start of our school system and our police department and our county council putting their heads together.
Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
By the way, the Kennedy High PTSA meeting will be at 6 o'clock in the school cafeteria. Coming up on WTOP in Money News.
Are dating apps getting too expensive? I'm Jeff Claybaugh.
Traffic and weather on the way in 30 seconds.
Now is the perfect time to start on your next success. When you apply to University of Maryland Global Campus by May 31st, you'll pay no application fee. An accredited state university, UMGC offers online and hybrid courses. Plus, you can earn up to 90 credits toward a bachelor's for prior learning and work experience. Or transfer up to 12 credits toward a master's. Get your app fee waived through May 31st. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chef.
It's 108.
Michael & Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael & Son.
Now, traffic and weather on the 8th. Back to Rob Stallworth in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Thanks, Mark. New work zone taking shape on the outer loop of the Beltway headed toward Van Dorn Street. The mobile work crew is in the left lane. Then the inner loop and outer loop between the toll road and the Georgetown Pike. That work also in the right lane. If you're traveling westbound I-66 after 28 headed toward 29 in Centerville, the right lane is blocked for the work zone there. Eastbound 66 before Marshall exit number 27, that's where the left lane is blocked for that work. If you're northbound on I-95, delays as you leave Dale City headed toward the Prince William Parkway where the work zone was blocking the left lane, then brief delays passing Lorton toward Newington, but your travel lanes are open and available. Northbound 395, solid delays approaching Boundary Channel Drive up to and across the 14th Street Bridge as you travel on 395 northbound coming past the 12th Street Expressway. That's where the right lane remains blocked as you continue toward Main Avenue. That's a work zone. Southbound on DC 295 headed past Eastern Avenue. That's where the right lane is blocked for the work there. For the south delays, as you approach East Capitol Street, which the travel lanes open and available. No problems on the Beltway in Maryland through Prince George's County. Traveling on 32 westbound beyond the BW Parkway toward Brockbridge Road, a single left lane gets you by the work zone there. And in Silver Spring, Georgia Avenue near Spring Street, a single lane gets by each way for the work zone. The WTOP Newsroom is furnished by Regency Furniture. Shop Regency for the best dining, living room, and bedroom sets, plus brand name mattresses. Affordable never looks so good. I'm Rob Stallworth, WTOP Traffic.
Steve Rudin has the 7 News First Alert Forecast.
A nice mix of sun and clouds for the afternoon. Hot temperatures considering the time of year, mid-80s to lower 90s. May see a pop-up shower or thunderstorm. Mostly cloudy early part of the overnight with rain arriving after midnight. Temperatures tomorrow be in the 70s as a strong cold front moves across the region. Good chance for some stronger storms. I'm 7 News meteorologist Steve Rudin in the First Alert Weather Center.
82 degrees with sunshine in Northwest Washington. It's also 82 in Germantown, 84 in Annandale. Brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com. Money news on WTOP. We do it each hour at 10 and 40 past the hour. Here's Jeff Claybaugh.
Credit card debts at a record high, and maybe cardholders are hitting their limits now. Credit card debt rose by just $152 million in March. That's the smallest increase in credit card balances in 3 years. Many banks are now increasing credit score requirements for new accounts. With mortgage rates still high, more borrowers are looking for alternatives. Nearly one in four applications for a mortgage last week was for a VA or FHA mortgage, often with lower down payment requirements. Singles using dating apps may have limits on what they're willing to spend. Tinder saw the number of paid users fall for the sixth straight quarter after raising prices to as much as $30 a month. Tinder also launched a premium invite-only dating platform last year, Tinder Platinum. It's almost $500 a month. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 68 points. The S&P 500 is down 8. The Nasdaq's down 58. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
During Regency Furniture's Memorial Day mattress sale, save up to $1,100 on Beautyrest and up to $900 on Serta mattresses and adjustable sets. Plus, free rapid delivery.
In the minutes ahead, we'll take a look at the role of congressional hearings in the escalation of protests at college campuses across the country. It's 1:12.
Imagine if your business could be in the meeting where a federal agency talks about its upcoming procurement programs.
Okay, everybody here? Ready to get going?
Ready.
Let's do it.
If you'll look at your agenda, item one.
You can't be in that room with decision makers.
But you can be on their radar.
Every month, Federal News Network reaches over 500,000 people in the federal program manager and procurement officer community.
It's a trusted source of information.
And an ideal place for your marketing message.
You'll be communicating with the influencers, the leaders.
Through omni-channel promotion and distribution options.
From powerful radio ads and branded content campaigns to online videos and social media.
All driven by data and customized to your individual goals.
And all designed to engage your audience and showcase your organization.
To find out more, go to federalnewsnetwork.com and search advertise.
Federal News Network.
The trusted way to reach agencies and leaders across the federal government.
We're recording this Progressive commercial on a real boat to let people know that when you bundle your home, boat, and other vehicles...
What was that, Flo?
Progressive saves you money, Jamie.
Why are we doing this on a boat?
We were going for authenticity.
We're going to the city?
Authenticity.
You mean Atlantic City? But we're not in the Atlantic. Are we?
Bundle your home and other vehicles with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Okay, we've got an hour to clean both cars. Grab the buckets.
Cool.
I picked up some 303. Their aerospace protectant is awesome, so we're going to try some of their other stuff. Grab me that bottle of wash.
Whoa, that smells amazing.
Yeah, that citrus is nice. Okay, now hand me the hose.
Hey!
I don't see a bucket yet.
303 Car Care. Driven by quality. Available at most auto retailers and Amazon.
Is your IRS tax debt making you feel anxious? The professionals at Allies Tax Relief are ready to negotiate your fresh start. Call them now at 800-230-5174.
A popular singer may be off the hook for a massive debt for taxes. We'll take a look at that and more from WTOP coming in 30 seconds.
Do you remember that day, honey, 40 years ago when I got down on one knee?
Of course. And do you remember where you got that stunning ring?
Oh, how could I forget Dominion Jewelers?
Just like our love, it was unique and beautiful. Dominion Jewelers didn't just sell us a ring. They crafted a symbol of our love and commitment.
Here's to Dominion Jewelers and to us. Cheers to 40 years of love and memories.
Dominion Jewelers. We make it beautiful. You make it yours. Celebrating 40 years of brilliance. DominionJewelers.com. By appointment only.
Springtime in the Washington region can feel like a TV game show. Is it going to be hot, cold, cloudy, or clear? WTOP weather updates every 10 minutes on the 8th. The closest thing to a sure thing. WTOP, Washington's top news.
At 1:15, nice to have you along. I'm Mark Lewis. The House Oversight Committee has canceled today's hearing with D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser and the city's police chief Pamela Smith. After D.C. police cleared out the pro-Palestinian protest encampment at George Washington University. However, the leaders of three large public school systems, including the Montgomery County Board of Education president, are appearing today before lawmakers on Capitol Hill to address how they've handled incidents of anti-Semitism. A recent appearance by Columbia University's president escalated into weeks of protests that spread beyond her campus to colleges across the country. We talked about those hearings on Capitol Hill and their role in escalating protests across the country with CBS congressional correspondent Scott McFarlane.
One of these hearings ended with a university president or two losing their jobs after they were questioned before a House panel and to a degree before America. So you make a couple points here. There are two hearings that were on the docket for today over the issues of anti-Semitism in education. One was canceled. The mayor and the chief are no longer coming to Capitol Hill. That may be a relief to some of the Capitol police who were expecting some unruly protesters outside that hearing. That's off the books now that the encampment is removed in Northwest at George Washington. As for the public schools K-12 hearing led by House Republicans, it's not just Montgomery County's board president. It's the chancellor of schools from New York. It's the superintendent in Berkeley, California, testifying. All three of those school divisions have had some issues involving anti-Semitic threats found on campuses, found on school grounds. They're going to have questions about whether they're doing enough to crack back at that, if they have the right policies, the right discipline to stop that, investigate that. It's going to be some hard questions, and those opening statements from the local school board president begin in a few minutes.
Is there a cause and effect here, a legitimate connecting of the dots between lawmakers holding leaders accountable and the rising tensions on campus that have happened in the weeks following? And lawmakers have been quite critical of the school's response to those rising tensions.
It's possible. I mean, the members of the House Oversight Committee, again, led by Republican James Comer of Kentucky, they went to George Washington last week to try to make their case there on the ground at the encampment. Whether these hearings here on Capitol Hill make a mark, it's a harder thing to say. Congressional hearings are the last place you ever want to go to hear a clear message about anything because they tend to bounce all around. There's different points of view, different opinions, different focuses. They tend to be a bit politically schizophrenic. But you do see a coordinated effort here to emphasize by House Republicans what school leaders, K-12 or college, are doing or not doing right. And they wouldn't keep having these hearings if they didn't think there was some end to these means.
Do Republican lawmakers think they have accomplished their goals?
We're going to find that out if we get that hearing on to George Washington University. Mayor Bowser and Chief Smith rescheduled. If they don't reschedule it, they may think they've already accomplished their goal. The encampment is gone, and it was removed hours before the hearing was to begin. They are claiming a bit of a victory here. The chairman of the committee says they will continue holding D.C. accountable. And I know it's not lost on a lot of us that the unique position of the district is that it is at least partly overseen by Congress, including the House Oversight Committee. They do believe they have the authority to get involved in the district's business.
CBS congressional correspondent Scott McFarland. Let's get to traffic and weather on the 8th with Rob Stallworth.
Eastbound 50 on the Chesapeake Bay Bridge. The right lane is blocked for a broken down vehicle. Only a single left lane gets you by the broken down vehicle there on the Chesapeake Bay Bridge. Westbound span, the left lane is blocked, but they are not running two-way operations as of yet. If you're traveling on 32 westbound after the BW Parkway headed toward Brockbridge Road, the single left lane gets you by the work zone. Georgia Avenue, both northbound and southbound near Spring Street, a single lane gets you by the work zone there. If you're traveling in, at this point, Suitland, Branch Avenue, northbound between St. Barnabas Road and Silver Hill Road, that's where the right lane is blocked for the work zone, so watch out for that. Inner Loop and Outer Loop in Virginia between the Toll Road and the Georgetown Pike, that work continues to block the right lane. Northbound I-95 headed past Dell City toward the Prince William Parkway. The left lane is blocked for the work zone. They're still doing some bridge work today. Then further northbound, watch for delays. Passing Lorton headed toward Newington and beyond toward the Springfield Interchange. Out of loop as you make your way past Van Dorn Street headed toward Eisenhower Avenue and the connector. That's where the left lane is blocked for the mobile work crew. Northbound 395 still solid approaching Boundary Channel Drive up to and across the 14th Street Bridge. On the eastbound freeway headed toward the 3rd Street Tunnel, that's where the work zone coming past the 12th Street Expressway continues to block the right lane as you head toward Main Avenue. Build a self-care routine at Whole Foods Market. Save 33% on all body care and candles with Prime through May 14th. While supplies last, shop in store or online. Terms apply. I'm Rob Stallworth, WTOP Traffic.
Steve Rudin has the 7 News First Alert forecast.
Moving through our Wednesday afternoon, partly cloudy skies. May see a pop-up shower or thunderstorm, but the chances are relatively low. Temperatures, though, hot for considering the time of year, mid-80s to lower 90s. A few showers perhaps this evening and into the overnight, but looking at moderate to heavier rain come early tomorrow morning that could impact parts of the morning rush hour commute. Thursday, we're tracking a cold front. Highs will be in the 70s to around 80, but a lot of this depends on the amount of sunshine we see. The more sun, the better chance for some stronger storms later in the afternoon and into the evening. Scattered showers and thunderstorm chances remain on Friday. We're in the 60s. A chance for a shower or two on Saturday. I'm 7 News meteorologist Steve Rudin in the First Alert Weather Center.
Sunshine and 82 degrees in Germantown, 84 in Annandale, and it's 81 in Northwest Washington. Warm one today brought to you by Len the Plumber, Heating and Air. Trusted same-day service. 7 days a week. It's 122.
Dad's doctor says it's time to focus on quality of life and comfort. I'm not sure where to start.
I'm glad you called, Jessa. We can help.
When you reach out to Jessa, our hospice nurse will meet you at home for an assessment that's completely covered by Medicare to create a comprehensive care plan so you can truly be present in the moments you and your loved one share. Medicare and most insurances cover hospice 100%. Contact Jessa at jssa.org.
Proudly serving Montgomery County.
Are you thinking of getting a new vehicle in 2024? Donate your old car or truck to Melwood. Donating your vehicle will provide support for programs that make a direct impact on your community. Melwood empowers people with disabilities in the Washington, D.C. area with the training, skills, and opportunities to find meaningful and inclusive work. Donating is free, fast, and easy. Call today to have it picked up tomorrow. Just call 1-877-MEL-WOOD or visit melwood.org/radio.
Step into paradise at Rocky Gap Casino, Resort, and Golf.
home to Maryland's best casino, experience premier excitement on all your favorite video and table games. Nestled in Allegheny County, relax in the luxurious comfort of an award-winning resort at Rocky Gap Resort Casino. Book your stay or learn more at rockygapresort.com.
Maryland law requires an individual to be 21 years of age or older in order to enter the gaming floor or play video lottery terminals. Please play responsibly. For help, visit mdgamblinghelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You're listening to WTOP News.
It's 1:24.
I'm old tonight, you know, my hips don't lie, and I'm starting to feel it's right.
The legal heat may be off of Shakira. Spanish prosecutors have now recommended that an investigating judge end a probe into another alleged case of tax fraud by the pop star. The singer is under investigation for allegedly evading more than $7 million in taxes owed on her 2018 income via an offshore company. Shakira has denied any wrongdoing. State prosecutors say there's not sufficient evidence of a possible crime. Now, last year, in a separate case, Shakira struck a deal with prosecutors acknowledging that she had failed to pay the Spanish government about $15 million in taxes between 2012 and 2014.
Here's your Jill on Money question of the day.
Leslie from Colorado asks, I'm 67 years old, retired, not married, but living with my partner who is also retired. My stepfather left me $50,000 in his will. We're living off Social Security and we both have pensions, so life is good. Should I put it all in a Roth IRA? Well, Leslie, no dice with that Roth IRA because you would have to have earned income to do that. If there's no immediate need for the money, how about opening a diversified brokerage account and just consider this a supplemental retirement nest egg?
Have a question? Go to JillOnMoney.com.
Sports at 25 and 55, brought to you by
Progressive. Can help you protect your home, auto, boat, motorcycle, ATV, and RV, and more. And if something wasn't mentioned that you had in mind, find out if it can be covered at Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE, because it probably can.
Sports at 25 and 55, brought to you by Amentum. Solving what's next, engineering a safer, smarter, cleaner world.
It's 1:25 and George Wallace looking at the Nats and the O's.
Yeah, how about that? First time over 500 since July 1st, 2021.
Yes.
That was a long time ago.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we were probably here talking about it at the time, but I don't know. Trevor Williams gets the win last night to get to 4-0. His ERA now 1.96. Kyle Finnegan, his league-leading 12th save. His ERA 1.76. 3-0 the final. They'll do it again later on tonight. NBA Knicks go for a 2-0 series lead over the Pacers this evening in game number 2.